Viter in Shasper and Daf Yud Ches, picking up on Yud Zanim Rebeis by the bottom of the page by the Mishnah. So we're going to have a Mishnah which is going to deal about Tevilas Kelim and Tevilas Adam, going to the mikvah and taking your things that are tummy to the mikvah. And the Gemara is going to get into just a point where everyone agrees that on Shabbos you're not allowed to take a kli to the mikvah. And the Gemara is going to ask, why is that? We're going to have four different answers to that question. On the first two answers, we're going to have five attacks, and each one is going to survive. They're going to survive all five attacks. And then we're going to get into a third answer, and then a fourth answer. The Gemara will then take us down pretty much to and Beis. Which, within the fourth answer, which will be Rava, the Gemara is going to ask, does he really hold of Hoel? Does he not hold of Hoel? We're going to have a little back and forth of here. It's going to bring us to the next part of the Mishnah, and then take us down till the end of the Daf. Okay, my friends, let's begin. Yud Zayin Mabez by the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Chalios Achar Shabbos. Let's say if Yontov falls out on Sunday. B'shami Omer Matbilin is a kol milifnei Shabbos. Everything that becomes tummy, you have to go ahead and you got to be told it before Shabbos. Says Rashi, Hakol kol atzarech tvila bein adam min kelim, whether it's a person or kelim, you have to do before Shabbos. B'silo Omer, they say kelim milifnei Shabbos. A kelim has to be done before Shabbos, but adam it can even be done b'Shabbos. The reason why we're doing this in the first place, Rashi says, is because the Kaimelam Rosh Hashanah Chayiv Odom Latiris Atzmo Beregel, the Chsiv Uvenivlasam Lo Sagiu. Right, so they said Mukum Beregel, Hilkach Yatbil Me'erev Shabbos, Asil Hatbil Shabbos of Yantav. That's according to Bishami. Bisil says that you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed the Kelim to do before Shabbos, or to have it ready for Yantav. But Odom can go on Shabbos itself. Vishavim, both of them agree, Shemashikin Esamaim Bikli Evin Litaharan. Both of them agree that a person, let's say you have water, and the water is tummy, and now you want to drink the water. So what you could do is, if you want to make this water tahor, that what you do is you do hashaka. That means you have water in a mikvah, that's tahor. So what you do is you lower the water in a cup into the mikvah until a little bit of the water comes into the cup, and now it's hashaka, it kisses it, and it's mitire, that thing. So v'sham shemashikin esamayim b'kli evin. We have to put into a kli evin in order to do this, because a kli evin is not mekabel tuma, and therefore you're allowed to go ahead, you're allowed to tovel the water, so to speak, but you can't tovel a kli itself. Avalo matbilin, but you can't go ahead and be matbilin, which we're going to see the Gemara means that you can't do this into with using a wooden kli, which is, the Gemara is going to talk about this, with a wooden kli, which is, Rashi points out, which is tummy, because then you're going to be matire it. It's like a nice little shtickle. Once I want to be matire the water, I might as well do it in a wooden kli that's tummy, then I could hit both of them in one shot. They just can't do that. Umatbilin migav legav, you're allowed to go ahead and do. Rashi says it's talking about on Yontif itself, and umadbil megav gav umechabur lechabur, and from one chabur to another chabur, and Rashi says the Gemara is going to explain what exactly that means. Okay, now comes the Gemara that's going to start off the process of the four different answers that we discussed. The kuli amimias kli b'shabbos lo. Everybody agrees that you're not going to go ahead and do a kli on Shabbat itself. B'shabbos b'sil both say my time. Why can't you tovel a kli on Shabbos? Number one, I'm a rabba. Rabba says gezerah is a gezerah. This is a classic move. This is a gezerah. The rabba, we found this already. We've seen this, and we're going to see this a few times in Shas. Beep, turn the page of Chesam Alav. Shami yitlenu biyado v'yavirenu arba amos b'shus rabba. We're worried that maybe what you're going to do is you're going to carry this in your hands in order to go to do it, bring to the mikvah. You're going to bring it four amos and b'shus rabbim, and therefore, in order to not come and do such a thing, we say don't even carry it all together. So we're going to now, I think it's five attacks, four or five attacks on that. Let's take a look. Number one, Amar Le Abai says, Yesh lo bor v'chatzer u'mayit l'mer. What if you have a bor in your chatzer? So then it shouldn't be a problem. Mm-hmm. You should be allowed to go ahead and do it in your own chatzer. If you're worried about carrying dalat amas, it's not a problem anymore. So, and it's just a problem because it's in your chatzer. So says the Gemara, Amar Le, he says back to him, Gezerah bor v'chatzer u'atu bor b'shus harabim. It's a gezerah of, if you allow you to do in your bor, you're going to come to do in b'shus harabim. Okay, that's one attempt. Attempt number two, to knock him off. Hotein of Shabbos. Okay, I get by Shabbos. But Yom Tov Ma'akil Memor, I can't do it on Yontif. You know, it's a problem walking Dalai Lama, it's just a rabbin. There's no problem with doing that. Says Gemara, goes to Yom Tov Atu Shabbos. Says you can't do it on Yontif because you might come do it to Shabbos. Omega Zminin, really, do we go ahead and we go there? Is such a thing? But we learned in a Mishnah, Vishavim Shemashikin Esamayim, Bekli Evan Latiran. Both of them agree that you're allowed to do Hashaka, you're allowed to do the, you're allowed to dip the water into mitire water that's tummy with a kli evin, the avalom at the bilin, but you can't go ahead and do it in a kli made out of eitz. The emis, and if you really want to say that we make such a gzera, the nixer hashaka atu hatabala. Why don't we say, hey, your word you're going to do, you can't do it in Yantav because you might come do it in Shabbos, so you shouldn't be able to do water because you're going to be able to do in a kli evin because you're going to do it in a kli eitz. Isn't that a problem? It says Gemara, vetizbra. Wait, really? You think that's gonna happen? Let's just think about the case, what's going on over here. If the guy has water that's tahor and he's able to drink it, mayim yafim, which are totally good and delicious and sweet and yummy, then honey, lama li lemevet lehu hashaka. Why would he do hashaka in the first place? Ella de lesle, we must be talking about a case where he has no water. The only water he has is his tamei water. Vekev de lesle misar zoyerbu. Since he only has this type of water, he's going to be very careful about this water, and he's not going to let it become tamei. And if it ends up becoming tamei, so then we're not worried that he goes and does this whole hashaka thing. Why? Because it's a milsa de l'shchicha, Rashi explains, and a milsa de l'shchicha lo gozer rabbanan. Okay, so for three attempts to knock him out, and so far Gezeirat Rab is holding strong. Eisve, we try number four. Madlin Badli Tame. We know that you let it go ahead and take. You have a well, and you have that bucket that goes into the well. It's tied to a rope, and you put that water down into it in order to take the water out. So you're allowed to, on Yontif, with that kli, that's tamei, if this bucket is tamei, you're allowed to use it to dip it down to gather the water up. Vihu tahor, and then what ends up happening, you get water, and you're being retired this kli itself. Oh, straight up. Says, so, hold on a second, Vim Isa, if you're really worried about the fact that you know, we're making zeris here, al Yontif, atu Shabbos, all this shtiklach, nigzer dom also let the bulibani. Let's be worried if we allow you to go ahead and put the bucket from the well in order to dafka go and put it in there. Shouldn't be worried that maybe you're going to go and do it be'ene, take a regular wood clean, go and do it as well. Says Gemara, no, shiny house in my case is different. Mitoch shelo hutrelo, ella al yedei dalyo, because we only allowed him to do it through the bucket, like when the bucket like is attached to the shtekel. Rashi says, tevila zu, ella shelo, Rashi, mitoch shelo hutrelo, tevila zu, ella al yedei dalyo, b'she'ivaso, she'ein kein derech shatvilos, we don't allow him to do it, other type of tevila, therefore, Zachar, who is going to remember that that's the reason that's going on over there, and therefore everything else is going to be awesome, and that's the only thing that's mutter. Now we have attack number five, I believe this is the last one. Eisevei, kli shenitmam erev yomtov, if kli that became tamei on erev yomtov. Erev yomtov, the day before yomtov. Ein matbil also be yomtov, vinal be matbil on yomtov itself. Be yomtov, it became tamei on yomtov, then matbil also be yomtov. Vinal be matbil on yomtov itself. Couldn't have done it before. Vimis, and if you're really worried making a zeris, and igzmar de yomtov atu de erev yomtov. You should ask it doing it on the one that became tamei on yomtov. For those who do it erev yomtov, that we're worried maybe going to do that also on yomtov itself. Says Gemara, no. Tuma be yomtov misalo shichai. It's not a normal thing that something should become tamei on yomtov. It just doesn't happen usually. Because right, people are very, very careful. Everybody is already tahor, like we said from the Gemara Shoshana. Right, umisad lo shicha lo gozer rabbanan. Something which is tahor, with not normal, the chacham don't go ahead and don't gozer on. Oh my goodness! I thought it's five, maybe it's more, six or seven. Here we go. Eisvei kli shenitma b'av hatumah. Let's say if a kli becomes tummy from an av hatumah. Rashi says here we're talking about erev yontif, like we said earlier. Ein matbilin asob yontif. You can't be matbilit on yontif. As we're going to see in a minute, an avatumah, the example, that would be like a sheretz or a nida. If a kli touches that, it becomes what's known as a vladatumah on a doraisa dika level. Vladatumah means something that comes off of it. But there's also something that's known as a vladatumah, which is a durabanan dika shtickle. So a kli can only become tummy from an avatumah. However, it can become tummy also from a vladatuma, which means the next level after avatuma, let's say a rishonatuma, only midira banim. So now it says klishin it avatuma comes from avatuma. Ein matbilin asob yontov, you can't go ahead and do it on yontov. Be vladatuma, but if it comes to me with a vladatuma, matbilin asob yontov, you can go ahead, you can be matbilin on yontov, which means the kli became tummy from a vladatuma, which means now it's only a dira banim. Vimisa, but if you're worried about this gzeira, sanigs are hard to ha. We should go and make a gzeira this one, atu that one. If we allow you to do a vlad derabanan, you can come to do a vlad deraisa, and I'll do that. In fact, the Gemara, vlad atuma, hechemish gachesla. What is this case? What are we talking about over here that you have something which is a vlad atuma? Rashi explains, who would need to even be matahir this? Says Rashi, vlad atuma, hechemish gachesla. Me, who hatsarich latbilo, eino el kohen. Who would have to be told with this? Only a kohen have to. Doha vlad atuma, something which is a vlad atuma, is a rishon. And a kli shenitma bo, let's say a kli becomes tummy from a rishon, which is known as a vlad, from a vladatuma, becomes a sheni. And a sheni, umutter l'chulin, a sheni is not going to make something into a shlishi. The furthest down the line is a sheni, unless you're dealing with truma, which is an shlishi, or kachem, which can even be a revi. So umutter l'chulin, she'en sheni osa shlishi b'chulin, ve'en tzarech latbilo, elo the truma. The only reason why you have to be matos in the first place is because of truma. So Gabi says, Gabi Kohanim is only Kohanim that would need to do this type of thing in the first place. And Kohanim's reason, Kohanim, they're Zoris, they're careful. Rashi explains this means one of two things. V'lo asu l'mishrei da'avatumah. Either it means that we're not going to come to make that mistake to go ahead and now be mash, to allow it to happen by an abatoma, or the answer is reason me love with tumah leklei, and they're going to be so careful to not let this happen in the first place. V'havi milsa de lo shchicha, and therefore it becomes a milsa lo shchicha, and we don't have to make a gezera. Okay, so we had six so far. Toshima. Let's try again. So seven in total. I apologize. I said five, but there's seven. Toshima. The Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi Amar Rav. Nida she'ein lo begadim. A woman who is a nida and she has no other clothing that are tahor to switch into and to wear after she goes to the tefillah. And today's yontif and she's not able to be matbil the clothing. Rashi ends up by saying, "If any yichol lahatbil es elu she'alesh, she can be matbil clothing she has. What does she do? Ba'aremis to tovels bibigdal. Let her go and she does a shtick and she jumps in with her clothing and ends up going ahead and being matire her and her clothing at the same time." Rashi says that what happens by doing this is that me'aremes v'tovelus kishi levusha v'salka la tevila, the tevila even helped for her, aflikinu from her clothing, v'lo mucha milsa she mitakenes. It doesn't seem clear and in obvious to everyone that she's done coming to fix her clothing. The tevila atzme nichnasa v'adam mutter litbal kibes hillel denir kemekar kila dekalmanim. The person's allowed to go ahead and do this, according to Beis Hillel, because it looks like they're cooling themselves off. So she can do it like that. Vim is already worried about a gzeira. Nigs are dilma asel bula benayim. Maybe we're going to word. If we allow her to do that, then she's even going to put her clothing in by themselves, and that's going to be a problem. And it's going to be a shiny hasam. Vitosha lo hutra la ella ali de malbush. Since they only let her do it by wearing the clothing, she'll remember that this is something which is not normal, and therefore she's not going to do it straight up. Okay, so we saw again. The question was, why is it you can't do it in Shabbos? Rabbi, who's the first answer, and he says, gzeira de rabbi, because you're going to carry it in Dalet Amos and Rishus Harabim, and then we tried to knock it off with seven different things, or to show how that didn't make sense, and we survived every one of them. That is answer number one. Now we have answer number two. Rav Yosef Amar, why can't you do it in Shabbos? Gezer Mishum Schita, where we're going to come to do Schita. What's going to happen? You're going to go with your clothing that you go in your Tovel, and you're going to go ahead and you're going to squeeze out the stuff, and that's answer Daraisa. Amalei Abai says, Tenach Kelim, Debnei Schita, I get it when it comes to the idea of Kelim, because those things you actually can do Schita on. What about things that aren't b'nei schita, otherwise known as a cup, a plate, a bowl? You're not going to do schita, that's why can't you do it? Amalei says, Gezera hanu, hanu atu hanu. Gezera hani atu hani. We're worried if we allow you to do it with the kelim of clothing that you will squeeze out, you're going to come to with the other ones as well. Then, Eitzve kohani tiyufta, we went on the whole seven list against him as well. Vishani likidishanina, give an answer to each one of them the same way. That's number two. Now, number three is Rav Bibi. Rav Bibi comes along and he explains. Gezera Shema Yasha, we're worried that maybe we're going to do is if we lie to a yontif, you're going to wait to do things even on yontif itself and you have more time to do it. And that's a problem because then you're going to have things that may come in and they might come affect Truma. Rashi says, Isha Risle, let the Bilinu be yontif, then Mashi, Ad yontif, the Shehu Panoi. You know, people are busy during the week, during the year. He'll wait until Yontif, and he'll go out and he'll bring all this stuff in Yontif. Also, it's going to come to be a mistake, it's going to come to a horrible outcome. Lishtamesh. Leishtamish, and Truma again. If Truma come touch, it's going to be time yet. Time to come and say to our Bibi. If a time, Bryce says straight out like him, Klish and Nitma Me'er of Yomtiv, Enoch Bionos of Yomtiv, Gezer Shami Yash, we're going to wait. Rav, and now we answer number four. Mipnei Shanira Kimisakin Kli. It looks like you're coming to fix Tikkun Ma. That you can't be doing on the Sabbath. You can't be, doing Tikkun Kli. So therefore, that's a problem. Ihachi adamnami. That's true. Then even a person. There's a question only beishame. Because beisil says you're allowed to go. A person allowed to go. Beishame says you're not. I'm sorry. Let's say it again. There's a question on beis hillel because beishame you're not allowed to go altogether. But beis hillel says you are allowed to do it. So why is a person allowed to do it? No, Adam near Kameka, the reason why he's going into the water, because who says he's doing it for tefillah? Maybe he's just doing it to cool himself down. And that's not a problem, at least at that time. He's allowed to go ahead and cool himself down. He says, no, if it's nice water. What if it's not nice water? It's gross water. And the guy's going in there. Clearly, he's doing it for the mikvah. And he says, no, maybe not. Sometimes a person comes and what happened? Beep, turned the page, Bishrav, and it ends up being, Rashi says, Chom, it's really, really hot. So even if it's chasty water, he'd rather be in there. Even in flax water, he's willing to go. Shoshorin a pishtanren, says Rashi. Even flax water. Tenechum was a chama. Again, when it's a summer, most like shama make them. Everyone was going to do it during the winter. What do you say to that? So he says, Amar of Yitzchak, Amar of Nachum Yitzchak, but Amim Shadam Bam and Asa, the Meluchach Petit of Itzah. Sometimes the person comes back to the field and he's just filled with dirt and excrement. And he'd rather be get that off than to be excrement. Rotzach Afil of Mosak Shama, even during the winter, he'd rather do such a thing. Tenech with Shabbos. Okay, I get this when it comes to Shabbos. You have what to work with over there, because if you need to, you can go into cold water. But Yom Kippur, what are you going to say in Yom Kippur? It says, Rashi, she'asa v'rechitza mishum inoy. Umota b'tvila's mitzvah kidla kaman. Michael, what are you going to say then? Havadeh muchacham milsa de l'tvila miskavim v'lo kamekar. Everyone will say you're doing it for the mikvah, and clearly that's not going to be something which is okay. It says, Gemara, Amar Rava, mi'ikim idit b'shabbos shari. Is there such a thing that in Shabbos it's going to be mutter? As Rashi says, the malacha b'shabbos shari v'lek isidur abon. Mishum the dami malacha of Yom Kippur and Aser, but it's going to be Aser and Yom Kippur. Says Rashi, Mishum malacha, he had the bais the mitzvah aleha. They have to Aser to Mishum dinir kamisakin. It's like kamisakin. Ella holu b'Shabbos shari. Since hoil. Since it's now mutter on Shabbos, therefore Yom Kippurim nami shari. They allowed it to be also mutter on Yom Kippur. Rashi says v'afagav the lo niru kamekar. Everyone doesn't look like maker. Shalo tachmir le'inyan malacha b'Yom Kippurim Shabbos, because we won't be more machmir Yom Kippur than we are on Shabbos. Now, we just based that answer, number four, Rava, off this Nira Kamisak and Kli, and we allowed it to get off the hook of Yom Kippur based off the principle of Hoil. Now the Gemara wants to ask, hold on, Hoil? Since he would say, Me Isle, the Rava hold, does Rava hold of hold? Does he agree with such a concept? V'hatanan mi the Mishnah in Shabbos, hachoshesh bishina. Someone who has a problem with their teeth are really hurting them. And we know one of the ways that they can get the pain out is by taking vinegar. You suck in vinegar with you gurgle vinegar. So, hachoshesh bishina. Lo yigama behem is hachomich. You're not allowed to go yigama, means you're not allowed to put it in your mouth in a way that, like, you're swallowing it. Sipping it on Shabbos. Aval, metabalu kedarko. You're allowed to go ahead and dip in it like you would normally do during for food. Rashi says you're allowed to go ahead and be metabal your food like you regularly would. Bo machalu kedarko. That you can do. Why are you not allowed to do it? We're worried because of the fact of you're not allowed to do refuah on Shabbos because we're worried of shrika samamunim, if you're going to come to grind up things. Then it's rapid. Let the guy do an agav by doing something, and if you get, you know, by eating your meal and you happen to have vinegar in your meal, and that's fine, no problem. Now, says the Gemara, Ramin on Allah. That's a Mishnah that says that you're not allowed to go ahead and straight up use this as some sort of refuah, but you're allowed to do this like little shtick as long as you're eating, right? Let's just get that clear again. The Mishnah says, "Achoshes b'shein of lo yigama behem es hachomitz, avon b'tabu b'gedak of him is chapin is chapin." We have a brayser, a minan Allah, lo yigama upoli. The person can't like suck it in and then upoli and spit it out. Avon megameo balei, you can suck it in and swallow it. Oh, that goes against the Mishnah, right? Because what does the Mishnah say? Mishnah says also to do it even if you're swallowing it. The brayser says, as long as you are spitting it, if you spit it out, it's a problem. Swallowing it is not a problem. V'yomer Abaye, this is still over there in Shabbos. Ki tanan nami b'masnis. And also our Mishnah goes ahead, and when is it telling us? He's coming and explaining. He's answering the question. V'yomer Abaye, ki tanan nami masnis. And also our Mishnah, what was it talking about? That there's a problem to go ahead and have the vinegar? Migameo polit tanan. Let's talk about if you're spitting it out. But so therefore he's answering, he's saying that the Mishnah means even is talking about the spitting it out. Swallowing it is not a problem. For Rava, Amar Rava says, no, afilu temim gameo balea. You can even say that the Mishnah is talking about, it's also to go ahead and even swallowing is going to be a problem. For Lokasha, and yet it's not a problem. Why? Because kan kodem tibol, kan la'achir tibol. The Braisa, which says that it's more to go ahead and you're allowed to go ahead and put it in your mouth and then swallow it. That's talking about before the meal. Kan kodem tibol, kan la'achir tibol. The Mishnah that said that it's gonna be also to go in to swallow it. That's talking about after the meal, because before the meal is a normal thing that person would do in order to get everything ready. Rashi says kodem achila megameo bolea de lo mucha milsa de refuah. Desavei chometz ahani lemeichel. They think like they're getting the stomach ready to go and eat. But kan la'achir meichel, if you do it afterwards, Rashi says la'achir achila v'tavel ma'achol b'chometz de mucha milsa de lav chometz bay limitam. You don't need it for eating anymore. Elam mishum refuah. You're doing it for refuah. Va'amai. Now he kodem achila Shabbos. It was more to do before that. V'chetzi Shabbos ata osa, v'chetzi Shabbos ata matiru. Are you going to tell me you could do half this, half that? In fact, the Gemara of Emisa, and if you want to say that Rav holds of Hoel, name it, let him say, Hoel v'koldom tibul shor, since it was mutter to do before you ate, then lachet tibul nami shor, it should be mutter to have even after the fact. Yet we say he doesn't answer that. It must be that Rav doesn't hold of Hoel. As a Gemara, hader be Rav me'ahi. Rav actually changed his mind over there. He takes it back and he says, you know what, Taka, you're right. Hole is correct. You can do it before, you can do it after. It's good. So by Yom Kippur, therefore, we're going to hold this day of Hole. And therefore, yes, the answer is, your question was, does Rova even hold of Hole? The answer is, he does. In fact, the Gemara, who says that's where he backed up? Maybe he backed up by the Yom Kippur shtickl. And therefore, he does hold of Hole. He doesn't hold of Hole. And therefore, we have a kasha on how come over here by Yom Kippur, you're saying it's okay. You wouldn't have thought that. You know why? The Tanya, because the Braisa, Mefuris, it says, Kol Chayvi Tevilos, Tovlin Kedarkan. Any type of tefillah which is Chayiv, that can be done properly, like it needs to be done, Bein B'Tishaba, Bein B'Yom HaKippurim. Now, how are you telling me it's okay to do it on Yom Kippur? People are going to say it's tikkun. The answer is it's a hoel from Shabbos. Therefore, that braisa is straight up according to everyone, seemingly. And therefore, Rava is not going to argue on that concept. So it must be that Rava is changing his mind from the megame shtickle with the vinegar. And therefore, he does hold of hoel. Next part of the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah said, we spoke this Saturday in Rashi. It says, V'shabim shamash shikin asamayim b'chli evin. You let it go ahead and let the water kiss the water that's inside, as long as it's in a kli evin, which is not mekabel tuma. Frak the Gemara, my aval lo matbilin. What does it mean? It says, but you can't be matbilin. Rashi explained it, but it says, Amar Shmuel, ein matbilin is a kli al gav memav. You can't take another thing of kli and be matirit. Letaro be yom tov, to matirit on yom tov itself. And you can't take a wood kli and then use that and pull this little shtickle toira. So while you're fixing up your water, you're also fixing up your kli. That you're not allowed to do. Okay, my name is Sisson. Who is our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, lo Rebbe, v'lo Rabbanan. It's neither Rebbe or the Rabbanan. The time you're learning to the Baraisa. Ein matbilin es a kli al gav meimav l'taharo. You're not allowed to do the shtick where you put the water in. It's a kli al gav meimav. You're not allowed to go and use a wooden kli. You can't be a wooden kli, you're not allowed to go ahead and be matirit on yantiv. Ve'in mashikin is hamayim, but kli evin the taron, and you're not allowed to go ahead and do the kissing shtickle with the water. Oh, so that's who's this? Divrei Rebbe. So clearly, Rebbe who says you can't do the hashaka with the kissing water shtickle to be matirit, that's going to be a problem. So it can't be that he's our Mishnah. Ve'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say that matbilin kli al gav meimav letaro. You are allowed to be tired of the wood shtickle. Umashikin is a mayim b'kli evin at the taran. And you're allowed to do the ashaka, the kissing shtickle. The issue there is going to be the yes wood. So Rabbi says no to both, and Chum say yes to both. And clearly there's not a mishnah. So mani, who could it be? E Rabbi kashi ashaka. If you're going to say it's Rabbi, it's a question. He said you can't do the hashaka, but our mishnah says you can. E Rabbanan, if you're going to say it's Rabbanan, kashi atbala. It's a problem with atbala because our mishnah says you can't do atbala. You can't go and just be tovala kli that's tame, and the Chum say you can. As a Gemara, no, you could say it's actually either one of them. Ibai Sema Rebbe, Ibai Sema Rabbanan. You can make it work with both. Ibai Sema Rebbe, let's start with Rebbe, because Reisha Debraisa Biyomtov, Viseifa Bishabis. We could say that the first statement that he made about you can't do the wood shtickle, that's talking about on Yontif. Viseifa in the last part is talking about on Shabbos. When it says you can't do Ashaka, it's talking about on Shabbos. Vikula Basisa Biyomtov, and then he says our whole Mishnah is just talking about Yontif, and therefore you can't do the wood, and you can do the Ashaka, because that's on Yontif, but his second part was talking about Shabbos, and therefore everything fits nicely. Says the Gemara, beep, turn the page, Yud Tes Melach, V'Ibai Seim Rabbanan, you could say, really, the Mishnah is working with the word of Rabbanan, and we could just say, V'Kulan Masnisin B'Shabbos. The Rabbanan and their shtickle are talking about on Yontif, and that's why they say, yes, you could do the wood thing, you're allowed to be matirit, and yes, you could do Ashaka, it's talking about Yontif. V'kulam asizim Shabbos, but he says our whole Mishnah is talking about Shabbos, the entire thing, and therefore, that's why it says, how it says, and it says that you're actually taka, not allowed to. That it says you are allowed to do Hashaka, but you're not allowed to go ahead and put in just a wood kli by itself. That's like a Shabbos. Therefore, you could say that this is working with a Chachamim as well. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.